Good evening, everybody. Sorry. Okay, so as usual, we want to take the background, know the Shainim, whatever halachas that we deal with here. So today we're dealing with the Pesach cleaning and the extent of Pesach cleaning, how much Pesach cleaning. So instead of just valving, let's try to get down to the basics to say this and use that to bring ourselves to some clarity on what was your, what's mesh, what's mechuyev, what's mepotah, what could you do, what should you do. So I think a good place to start from is always the Gemara. Gemara Tzachim, Avoch HaMepes. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Abidek Tzorich Sheyevatel. Even somebody who's being Mekayim, the Takona Sachomet, to make the Dikas Chomet, and of course is getting rid of everything that he has found, still Tzorich Sheyevatel. He still has to be Mevatel, whatever Chomet may be in his house. So you have to go, well, why? If you make the biggest chometz, why do you have to make bittul? My timer. You name him Mishum Pirim. If you'll say that maybe it's because of crumbs. I need to go, well, Pirim, aloi chashivi. In other words, crumbs are l'chatchilo not choshev. Ad kidei kach, they're l'chatchilo not choshev. That there's no need to even mevatel them because they're bottled me'aleim. Pirurim me'mele batli. Right? The bottle on their own, there's no need to go to that step, the extra step. It's a waste of time to mevatel pirurim because they are bottled before you start. It's up to Yitzhak. Right there. It's the Zayna with us. The Maskul Hoyo. It's up to Yitzhak. Yesh mi gedeli hadlik. Machmirim ba'atzmo. This is the first place where we find, beyond whatever halacha is, the chomre, yeish mi gedei la adem achmirim ba'atam, machmir on themselves, the choyshishim b'yoyim yudalid, lekarka habayis, shenoyflin shom pirurim. On yoyim yudalid, on Erev Pesach, after they finish the B'dikas Chometz, not their concern. What about crumbs that fell on the floor? V'loy efshal mivdak shapir, you can't check that well enough. Crumbs on the floor, who says we'll see them, we'll find them. You won't be able to make the right proper bedika for that. And therefore the kivdin, I say. So they sweep the floor. This is a chomer, they sweep the floor. The choyshishim, and the still choyshish, after sweeping the floor, which is the first chomer, the still choyshish, the loyam inchem kosei miskabit, that we don't say that we could have a clear chazaka that after sweeping, everything by MS was really swept. Because you can sweep, but you can't do a good enough job. Well, VM sometimes a good one, like a pirurim. You hear the vacuum cleaner that they used in those days. They brought in chickens. The chicken does a better job than you finding crumbs. It wants the food. So in the mailer, they bring chickens in to eat off whatever crumbs may be there. The chickens get into the corners or wherever it is. But, like the ritual, the whole vada love milsay. There's definitely no reason to do this, he says. Why? The mishum pirurim, loy chashivi ubetili. Pirurim are not choshev in a bottle. So here we find, tzadecha, we have the Gemara that says, pirurim, not anything to be concerned about at all. You don't have to bottle, it's bottle on its own. And we have the ritual who says, korazai, therefore there's no reason to sweep up and bring in chickens and who knows what. Forget about it. Stop training. You already see over here. Gedoyle hadoyr, he says. Achmir ba'atmo, that even though all of these crumbs are irrelevant, but as far as their chumri is concerned, they're relevant. We're starting to see a little bit of the tension that everybody puts up with when it comes to cleaning the place. As a Mogen Avron, for now, we'll continue with Gufa Alocha, which is very clear. Miriam, Amelo Batli. Mogen Avron, Tufa, Amidal, Zikot, and Hay. Vidat. The pirurim and meila batli. Pirurim, a bottle in and of themselves. A bitl who? What's a bitl for? Shema yis imtza gluska yufeifia. It's maybe you're going to find a nice piece of mezainus. That's the reason why you need bitl. Because it definitely can't be that you need bitl. So pirurim, meila batli. Muzdach zain, and if you really need any kind of bittul, tani for gluski if they feel. Okay, which means not only is dino ba'al yomotze with pirurim, and therefore you don't have to go make a bedika on it to find it and be mevayer, but there's also no need again to be mevatel either, as the Gemara said. So thus is long enough. Shuvas haRosh. Right. However, Mamish Golvai, much further than what the Ritzvah writes, and definitely not like the Gedolei Adorah that the Ritzvah brings. He has a way to get this year. It's not Negeya, but we all remember the years when you have Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, and all the Nevin that's going on. Then what are you going to do? Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, nothing you can do after it. You have to eat Tzudis. Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, everybody has their way, their Nusach. People standing over the toilet and eating. It's a tutsachot. What's tutsman? Dr. Rosh. He has a simple answer. He has these three students of Pasul and other things of Habashavas. Okay. There's always no problem, he says. In fact, Shalom left him. He says, you have the tablecloth. He didn't go to the tablecloth. Now, could you have a goy come, take the whole tablecloth, wrap it up, commercial, and take it outside into the Carmelis or the Shusarab and whatever it is that there is outside, with all of the crumbs, and empty it out on the street. So the Shaila of the Emirates was more of a Shabbos bigger Shaila than Pesach bigger Shaila, yeah? Shaila was, could have going to take the table of the outside. So Kirosh, lay down Roman circle, see a mapa. Why do you have to take the table of the outside for? You don't understand. And we unite our mapa. Why do you shake off the crumbs inside the house? Yeah? What's the problem, he said? Shake the crumbs off onto the floor, inside the house. Anyway, first, bring it greater, bring it outside. What's the point? Yeah, by the way, this is not just a Shulchan Aruch. The Torah brings the Rosh down, his father, and Shulchan Aruch, and feels tough and balanced. Pass him to life, and you can do that. You throw the crumbs all over the floor of your house. Shulchan Aruch. Where did it come from? Zokta Beit Yosef over there on the Torah. He explains, what's the Svarim? He says, it follows the Gemara. Pirurim and Meila Batli. It's crumbs, they're bottle anyway. And Meila, he says, shake off the tablecloth with the crumbs onto the floor. He's okay. Rechadosh, Tafman Dal, over there. I'm a Pirurim, ain't Tarach Lavaram. What if you get rid of crumbs for yourself? Because I'm here in Perakabad of Sakin. Habaydik Tarach Shevato, my timer, Pirurim. Like a Shimi, my Meila Batli, he says. The bottle on the throne anyway. And therefore, according to this, you have a Torah, Rishayim the Rosh. What's the chat? He's going to have spread out the crumbs all over your floor. There's no Baal Yeroi, there's no Chiv Bittul, and therefore the Chayra, up until this point, what we're seeing, there'll be no reason B'chol to clean it up. Sometimes, you just crumbs are coming down the floor. You're horrified? Too bad. Nothing to be horrified about. So as of now, everything we've seen in Hadin points very clearly to the fact there's zero concern with crumbs at all, nothing to be worried about altogether. Elamai, the only thing we saw was the ritual of the Shem Gidei Lada, Machmir Ba'atzimon. So it's their own Chumra, and he also feels like clearly, Lav Milfei, no need to do that. It's only a Chumra of Gidei Lada. Okay. So, this is all to do with Pirurim. So let's move on. What about past Pirurim? Pirurim are crumbs. Right? Bottle Melech. What about something that is not a kazayas, but it's not a pirur either. Not a crumb, it's not a kazayas. It's part of a kazayas, yeah? Less than a kazayas, a piece of something, clearly visible and able to pick it up and eat it easily, but it's not a kazayas. So here, one in the diet in the Lashon HaGemara, pirurim is mamela batli. But something that's part of a kazayas, but it's not a pirur, here it states that it's bottle mamela. So what is the Makot of this Shaila? This is a Mishnah in Sochim Dach Mem Hamad Aleph. That's Areva. This is a mixing bowl. This is where they would knead the dough inside this mixing bowl. And this is a famous Mishnah, Botek Shebesidke Areva. Dough in the cracks of the mixing bowl. Over there it says, it is the Kezayis, the Mokim Ahav. It is kezayis worth of dough in one place, it has to be mevayis, and if not, bottle b'miyutai. It's bottle. Less than a kezayis, bottle b'miyutai. Now the Gemara handles back and forth there. Lo yizeh hazman v'amokim to start getting into the whole sugya now. But on the in your name, it was Mishnah Basra over there, that's Gemara Fezois, that if there's poches mikazayis in the bowl, not in the cracks of the bowl, it's inside the bowl. You have poches mikazayis inside the bowl. Again, let's make this clear. There's two different matzias of dough that could be in a bowl. It could either be dough in the cracks of the bowl, which was deliberately put in there in order to keep it together, right? They didn't have glue those days. They used the dough to, in the place of glue, right? They put in a wet dough, and when it would harden, it was it functioned as a glue. That's one kind of matzias. Another kind of matzias is a plain dough sitting inside the bowl. So what comes to is that if it's not Baltic Sheva seed care, which is made as a glue, you do have to be mevayet. Even Paul has mekazayis, you do have to be mevayet. Elamai. As they state on, comes the Meiri and other Yishenim on the spot, and they say, wait, even in a case where it's not the seed care, but rather it's pieces that are inside the bowl, that are just plain pieces of food sitting there, you're still not chayav levayet. Unless, in a chenami, each of these pieces is less than a kezayis, but all together you do have a kezayis, then you have to be levayet. But if you don't have a kezayis, even when you take everything together, it's still less than a kezayis. A bunch of little pieces, and all together, it doesn't add up to a kezayis. Sach hakoyu. You don't have a kezayis over there. You don't have to be levayet. There's no bali dol bali motzah. These are from Edi and other Yishenim, off and on. Shagetayah. Shagetayah and Chuvah Shagetayah and Peyalef. The end of Simon Peyalef, he says, the pochis mikazayis. Afilu iser derabonon nam yileka. There's no iser even with derabonon. A pochis mikazayis. Ki demuchach kula shmaitse de bostik shabesit kearev. As is clearly apparent from the entire sugya of bostik shabesit kearevo, this is what many of you show them all, and this is the Shagasayev. Because there's a lot of a miser. My chat is when you have pochis mikazayis, the emes pochis mikazayis, of bosek, shesitke areva, you're not to be mevayet. It's only when it only adds up to a kazayis. In other words, somehow or another, in order to be mechayis, in beer, you need to have a kazayis. Yeah? My chat is how you have the kazayis, okay. But if it's less than a kazayis, less than a kazayis. Even with the rabbonim, he says, there's no issue. Frek the Shagasayev, one little piece of lumpus. Like the Shagasaya, I don't understand this. How could it be that Pachas Mikazayis is no Isabari Rabbi Mote? And therefore, you could just leave it there and answer Mavayat. What happened to the cloud that everybody knows? Chafi Shir also Menatayr. All over. You have such a cloud. Chafi Shir also Menatayr. So Pachas Mikazayis, what's the heter? Correct the Shagasaya. So the Shagasaya, Bal Yiroya, doesn't have a chatzisha. Why? He says, the Gemara says, why is it that chatzisha is taka awesome and atayah? There's a reason for it. It's not because you're seeing it as chatzisha. It's because a chatzisha is also because chodzile is tarufe. In other words, it could be mitzarif further along. And since it can be mitzarif further along, so from the start we say yisura ka'ochel, you're eating it varisa from the start. Now, Zof the Shagatari, the high time of the Shaykh will be Yisuri Achilu. That time to say Chodun Tzayufa, that's true by Yisuri Achilu. Why? Because Kaimel and Oichel Kizayis and Kidei Shir Achilu Stras, Mitzarif, the Chayav Olof. Which means, if you continue to eat and you finish a Kizayis Kidei Achilu Stras, which will be up to 9 minutes, so, Mitzarif, the Chayav Olof. Kumtois, that a person ate one little bit right now. Keeps on eating, and keeps on eating, and keeps on eating, and keeps on eating, until Kedei Achilas Pras, he finished their Kedayis. Kumtos, that Kol Shehu that he ate in the very beginning was part of an entire Kedayis of Isser that he ate L'mafreya, right? The Yumet started from Ashram Asher Achila, which means, when did the Isser start? When he ate the last bit of Adonish. The Isser is this whole thing. He ate for the first second till 9 minutes later. You're busy eating Isser the whole time, and that's how we keep on watching and watching, and you have your finger on the pulse, and you're watching, and the 9 minutes are up, and you got a whole kezayis there. Every bit that you eat that's pochis mikazayis, It's a Dvar Issa. If it wasn't a Dvar Issa, it wouldn't be Mitzvah at the end either. Then that's the Svara of why you say Chafi Shir is also an Atariya because Chazim is Tzeruf. However, if there's a Jagatari of a Gabi Bal Yiroi, the Afilon Yashlim, the boss has a man of Shir Kazayis, Enoi Oive Elomi Kanu Lahabo, which means, in Bal Yobai Mati, it doesn't go that you work backwards and now you start looking where did it come and where did it end up. It doesn't matter. What matters is, the minute you have a Kazayis, now you have an Issa. How about a minute earlier? A second earlier? There's no Issa being done. It doesn't collect. By all my most is, you have a kezayis? Akam. With eating, there's a maisa achila going on, and that maisa achila continues with each bit that you eat. Even though none of it is ever there on the plate or in your mouth at the same time. However, even the smaller bit, at the end, that's how it gathers together. By all my most is that the shayisai doesn't work that way, and therefore, Einoi oivel shehir is pohit mikashir klal the lisha'ova. Not over on and even backwards, even on Maseya. You don't look back and say, oh, that's where he started to be over. No, he didn't start to be over. He started to be over when you have a kezayis. That's where it starts. Ela Allah, bo mishol shereshu mekashem. Therefore, zok teshagisayis, there's no mokim to worry about less than a kezayis. The guy by Rabbi Moshe, there's no chazit tayufi, and there's no iser on pochas mekashir kezayis.
Isn't there, there's no iser anyway on Yiroh if it's not together. If you have a Chati Zayas in one place, Chata is another place. There's no Ba'yura. But if you ate something, half a Zayas here and half a Zayas 4 minutes later, it is Mistar.
Yeah.
So even if you had a full Zayas in your house.
So then you can talk about these Hashidna discussions there, the place can anything more about them, about if they're Chutin and Shochem, or if they have a Tudju stick it together, can't you stick it together? But besides that, though, you do see them. But should sit carry over, but there is a kli that's mitzaref or something that's mitzaref. Some mokum of tefillin, if mitzaref fills his eyes, then the shayla comes. What's mitzaref? But either way, you're not going to have it when it comes to Bar Yisrael. You're not going to be mitzaref or anything that was dear and is less than a
tefillin. Right.
So
I'm afraid the thing is definitely true that if you had it, another thing came in later. You're not even from before.
Close.
Right now, but yeah. Eating is not that way. Right. Yeah.
The Racham Tzvi in Siman Pei Vav adds another two time in Lehetta. The Shari Tshuva down the Tofman Beis brings those reasons of the Racham Tzvi. The Tshuva Teres Chesed in Siman Dalet who brings two reasons to be Matir Chati Sheir Val Yeroya. One of them is Pachas Mikazayis is like Tzvira. So it's Ramele Batri. In other words, that's a Svara that we should be familiar with. In other words, what does he do? He says, when is the Chati Sheir a problem when that chafi shir is dear as a chafi shir at least. If it's at least dear as a chafi shir, you can say you have the issa, you just don't have enough. But if it's mamela batli, to whatever degree you can say mamela batli, you don't have a chafi shir either. You have nothing. Therefore, to whatever degree, to whatever extent, you say pochas mikazayis doesn't exist, it's mamela batli. It's mamela batli, mamela, you don't even have a chafi shir either. That's one of his time of the Teras Chesed. So, altogether, there's five different reasons.
The whole shear of Peruvim, together, because I of Peruvim, you're going to be up the call of day is required.
No, Peruvim is Zichabata.
No, but I'm saying if you had Peruvim in a clique, one clique, you keep adding Peruvim until you have a Chassi shear, until you have a shear of Kazayas. Not going to be also? You're still going to call it Peruvim?
Only if the Be'emis Mitzvahs. In other words, if they join up and they're no longer crumbs, then
I have a box full of Peruvim.
Crumbs, yeah.
They're crumbs.
If they're dry and there's no way for them to stick together, then they're crumbs. They're all bottle. All of them are bottle. Crumbs are crumbs.
I buy a bag of crumbs. That's 16 ounces bags of breadcrumbs. You're not
both making a cogent point right now there, which is that's something that the Chachila bought as crumbs. Right? That was bought to be used together as crumbs. That's like an ayamaisa. That's a different child. In other words, all the Purim that we're talking about over here is not something that was made as crumbs, to be used as crumbs. That's what you both are discussing at the time. But you added something that became crumbs out of something that you really should not have used as crumbs. But if you're talking about breadcrumbs that's in a bag, in a chanami, that would be a different story. Okay. So we have, again, these Yishenim will hold the pochas, because Zayis, is not an Indian at all by Yisrael. However, the Rish and other Yisraelim hold the same shtabah. And that the east of the Gemara on Bostik Shabbosoich HaReva, Bostik Shabbosoich HaReva, not Bostik Shabbosidke HaReva, okay. Bostik Shabbosidke HaReva in the crap. But even Bostik Shabbosoich HaReva, even though that's inside of a bowl, Pochis Mikazayis is a problem, and it doesn't depend on having a Kazayis Tachaket. It's even if it's Pochis Mikazayis, only if it's not Birurim, it's also anyway. Why would that be? Could be that they don't agree with any of these talmidim that say that happy share is mutar by Baal Yirah, but they hold, for whatever reason, that it is also. So this is one place where we have to start paying attention. So they say, Yoyser Mitirurim, the Pachas Mikazayas, it's a problem. It's an issue. Now in Shulchan Aruch, Tzim Tov Membeis, in Seif, Zion, Ches, Yud Aleph, the Metia of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber is to the Shita Samakina, which is the Pachas Mikazayas, there isn't any Baal Yirah Baimot, even with the Rabbanim. But the Magen Avraham explains that. He explains the Shulchan Aruch is taking the Das and the Kilom over here, the Pochus Mikazayas, is not a problem by Rabbi Motze. And here in Tzivkot and Yud, like to the Magen Avraham, Avol Das Harbe Poiskim. The Emeinu Osu Lechazek, if it's not there to be part of the bowl, as a piece of glue, whatever it is, which means it has a different function, which is bottled to the thing it's now been mitzarek to. I feel as Pochus Mikazayas Chayim Levayas. Brings the Machmirim, and he says that's Harbe Poiskim. And why? It's an Issa Minatoyo Vayo Vayo Mote. And Shambhu over here is the Kot Lam and Gimel, brings that Magen Avraham. Nor HaShulchan is Mekel, like the Mekele, the Rishonim or Mekel, which is the Smak, the Meiri, the Shulchan Aruch, Menadin. But even Nor HaShulchan says, that even though we're not din, can we make on Pachas Mikazayis, but that's not the minig of Kal Yisrael. The minhogo, therefore, he says, you do have to get rid of Pachas Mikazayis, again, not midor Yaiso, even midor Rabbonon, but minhogo, yes. That's our Hashulch. But, like I said, the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Magen Avraham, that min din you have to get rid of it. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, if Chofches and Choftes over there, Paskins Beferish, and with no suffix, that there is a Chiyah of Baal Yirah Baal Yimote, on Western Mekazayas. So this is, again, Pirurim we got rid of, Pachas Mekazayas, Machloik is Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch seems to be noted like the Mekilim, however we see the Paiskim, big Paiskim, are yet concerned with that Chumra of Harbe Rishonim. Come take us up. So, Pirurim, Lekula Alma, Pirurim Amel Abatli, there's no Baal Yirah Baal Yimote. Pochit Mikazayas, Achreiz Rishonim. Magen Avraham, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Mishnah Berurah, Kaf HaChayim, Amachmir L'Maisa. La'alocha, therefore, these are the poskim from Yipi HaMonu Chayim, La'alocha, he must be Machmir, even less than Kazayis, as long as it's more than Berurim, which are the Melabah. Okay? So, come to Chayt HaZer. L'fi Dvoreinu, Ad Kan, what are we actually looking for in our Pesach today? We're not looking for crumbs. That's from Eilu Batli. We didn't find anyone who disagrees with that. We're looking for something that's at least more than Pirurim. It has at least a certain amount of substance, something substantial, even if it's possible to eyes. So, Eilu Batli shouldn't be the worst thing to clean for Pesach. Because basically, if you swept the entire house, anything that's a little bigger, anything that's not a crumb, you should have some fun. So what's there? Pirurim, crumbs, and maybe the crumbs are in Chayinu's back end. You're going to have to start searching, like who knows what. But the Vaila, we find no reason that anyone should have to do that because nobody's machmir to say such a thing. It could be against the Gemara.
Do you have like Cheerios or big pieces that fall out of like a couch and stuff?
I have to deal with that. But again, up until this point, the pashtus, it should be less complicated than most of us would think. L'chayinu, we have again a Gemara. We have a Ritzel and a Rosh, we have a Shulchan Aruch, a Magen Avraham, all of them say the famous Pirurim Meila Batli. Why do we go to such lengths, being basic B'chayin is Dakin, and Lamaita, It says that in Shulchan Aruch. Right? He's buying Chayin Zaken. What are you being buying for? Chayin Zaken. What's talking Chayin Zaken? Perim and Meir Mati. So what is it? What's going on? So that's not only our kasher. Chayodom, Esther kasher. So of course, you test to evolve. You bring the aloha of the Dikim Chayin Zaken. And yes, Esther kasher. I'm a guy who heard that can a loch is a loch of his culture. You're going to ruin it, ruin the middle badly. Now you're over with Shemaifan. You can't be over on Krom. So what are we doing? We call Mokka. Listen carefully because this is going to be a big part of what the rest of what we're going to spend our time on here. We call Mokka. Mechashosho de Shema Yovi Lechoyim Tzorech Levarad Afilu Kol Shehu. In other words, there's a different chashash here. Not by Yovai Motzah. There's a chashash of Yovai Lo'ochlo. And it was a familiar right in the beginning of Psochim Machloik. It's first Machloik Yashia Pesach.
Gluska Yavu. The Gorn talks about a Gluska Yavu, something that's tasty.
Yeah. Enochanan, Omozakta Chayodom, even a crumb, you might eat it. And that's what he's worried for. Himself. And he brings this from the Riyaz. Brings this from the Riyaz. The Riyaz, one of the Rishonim, right? He's brought usually in the back and shoots the Akibayim on the Rif, brings the Piskei Ariyaz constantly, drank the Chayodah, Azish takes in Riyaz, Shema Yovil Ochla, even a Kolshu, which means, even though it's clear that he doesn't have nobody, nobody must say, but to eat Chometz for Pesach, you do a Chometz for Pesach is B'mashu, even to eat a drop of Chometz on Pesach, he's still over. And therefore he says, even a crumb, if you'll eat it, you're being right about it, it's a Kolshu over here. And therefore, you have to make sure to clean it all out so that you shouldn't somehow end up eating it. The Shuvah Shadvans, the Chayil Ka'al Kuflam and Hey, he speaks about a Chatzi Zayis, right, more than a pirur. And he says, there's no Bal Yiroa, that's his Shita, his Meikol, Mota. But then he asks the Kasha, the Chayodah, what do you have to claim for Pesach? If anyway, we don't care about Pirurim and the whole thing is about a Chatzi Zayis. Zokta, Chayshinon Shema Yovei Lo'ochloi. And the Advaz is from the last Rishayna. Now this is from Tufus Rishayna, also not only the Riyaz. May I time up to beat him as a chomet. The Achakach Motzach Hatzizayis, Tzorech Levai, even though he just finished saying, Hatzizayis, we don't care about, we're not interested in it, but we saw the problem of Shem Yom Lach, and he's a Pirurim. The Lav Date Ilovayu, Betili Remelo Le'inishali Avalo Bay Rabbi Motzach, Afilo Mashilohu, which means, even though Pirurim are bottle anyway, you're not even by your body multi, even if you leave them around. Avaloyba Tili, we made a little so you're oichel, oichel chomet. It's bottle, you shouldn't be even by your body multi. That bottle got me a hila. If you eat it, you're oichel. And therefore, you can't have it. In order that you should make sure that you don't eat it.
As long as you get the end.
Huh?
As long as you get the end, if it's mixed with else, not us,
right? It doesn't come bottle, either, though.
No,
not
on chomet. No,
not
on but not on
chomet. Right,
but if it's even face, it's not us, right? Still only
Rabban,
right? Because
Shishan
is still Rabban, but it's more than
Shishan. Elof, that's the Bankruptcy Rabban. Elof, 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 we'll speak about it in a certain time. Now, the Chofetz Chaim has a sefer, Machane Yisrael. Machane Yisrael was a sefer written for Jewish soldiers, where Yizkor was not looking for chumras, it can be clear. He's trying to make it as simple as possible for them. But in Perek Yotzei Fei over there, he writes that you must be boded to Chayim as Dakin for Pirurim, like the Chayodim says. Again, even though you're dealing with soldiers here, they need every cooler you could find. And the Pichodosh and other Achareim hold, you don't have to clean the Pirurim. The Yigas Moish even, the Chaim, Chayil Kalas Kuf Mem Hei, also Mashmo Lachal. Still, again, Razvavs, Riyaz, Chayodom, Chofetz Chaim, Yol Paschal Achmer. And therefore, that's why we have a minhag Yisrael to clean even crops and get rid of them. And that's because of Bayro Barimotze, where there's no mokim bechalal, to be choshish bechalal, because it's made of batli, but dafka only because of a chshash shem yodiloch. Kum techois, that we manage well over here, from one side to the other, from ignoring crumbs altogether, to seeing that the mechoy is to clean crumbs. So now, there's a couple of things that have to be added before we marshal in the picture and then get into any halacha. Number one, what's the halacha if you know you definitely have a kezayas chometz in a certain place, but it's in a place that ain't yodei magas, can't reach it, can't get there. Shulchan Harav, big yisoid over here. Toflam Gimel, say a few tests. He's speaking about chometz that falls between the floorboards, and you can see that it's there. You see chometz between the floorboards. You look down through the crack, you see a big piece of chometz right there. But you can't reach it. Do you have to undo the floorboards, pick them up, and get down there and take it out? Says you don't have to. Sharei ike takonas b'dikas chometz achashe bitloi einoi elo mishum gzeiro shema yovi la'ochloi. Since the whole thing is not because of my old animals, because he's not my bath. Elamai, it's all because Shem Yahweh Lachloi, the Zachom is Shemulis, the Mokhna Shemi Yochla Hachni, the Yahweh was very funny. You can't get your hand in there. The Vazai Loya Klan of the Pesach. So you're not going to eat it. So what's the Shah Shem Yahweh Lachloi?
Today, the thing is, it goes to your keyboard, between the keys in your keyboard.
Oh, that would definitely be one good example of that. The only thing is, you have to realize that when you press down one of the keys, you might be able to get it up. Yeah. If you don't press both of them down together. But in the Kuntz of the Sacher, like in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it says, the Messias, you could take it apart, and maybe you will. He says, what if something falls down there that's really important to you? What if the diamond ring falls down there? Aren't you going to take the floor apart? I think he's coming to give you more. So, not important to you. No, it's not important. He's asking a plain shash, literally. He's saying, well, what about that shash?
You can't do that in Chol Moed.
Can do what?
Take apart the floorboards?
You have to get to something that's important. What's with that? But he says it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, he's not worried about it. Bittul is enough. Dover Rochik. You don't have to start grubbing in the red eye. The truth is, even though the Shatat Chak HaGodul B'Yoyse, it's Shayach to do it, but it doesn't work that way. And he brings his number of Rechokhis to that, which shall not be forthcoming right now. With another such Indian where we find such a type of situation, is one of the things that's on the list over there. You have a lot of times a dense, deep carpet. That the SM, the vacuum cleaner is not going to get down to the bottom of it. Body kuminosa. Depends what kind of carpet you have, but if you have such a carpet. And some people do. The deeper carpet, and you start, you know, grubbing around and pulling apart the zachen and getting to the very bottom, you'll find crumbs and you can vacuum and then it's not going to take it out. So there's all the shayla. Nope. Same thing over. Well, that's what we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is, you're not going to do that. Maybe, who knows, you'll lose $1 million inside there. Okay. You don't have to be chayshish for that. Come to chayshish. Even though you have crows which can be seen, found, and whatever it is, but if you can't get it, there's no shasham yovi la'ochloi, and you don't have to be b'idik and mevayeh such crows. So this helps us a lot. Again, it's inaccessible, we ignore it. That is another very important word that must be thrown in here, also the color. Which is, what about crumbs that are on the floor? And so they're mo'us. You don't smoke shashami of Elochoi. How do we know that? The Beit Yosef, Simitof Membeis, if Zayin. The Yonatful Botek, he has a piece there that starts with Kotzlu Agres, it's all managed by the end. And he brings to Agres, Maimonios, who bring from the Ireian, one of the Balei HaTosfos, who says that you have to be Boidik and Mevayeh small pieces also. And then he adds, V'chod Botik Shemesitka Arevo, dough that's in the cracks, in a mixing bowl, V'hu Sheroi Lecho Ktsas, it has to be at least slightly edible, he says. Avel Imu Pochis Mekezayis, V'hu Metunah Ktsas, it's not only is it small and less than a kezayis, but on top of that, it's also a little bit dirty. And again, let's pay attention to this law. Humatunat kesas, a little bit dirty. Ki with the ikatarti l'ayusa, which means not bad enough because that's a much and a little piece of food, but it's not dirty also. And not bad enough that it's dirty. I see something dirty to get a little bit. Tarti l'ayusa. So, person not that crazy. A little piece of food that's not dirty also. In the chayes mubayis, come to chayes there. A kezayis, plain by your rabbi, must say, unless it's nifstal me'achilas keles. But pachas mikazayis, it's enough. It should be pachas tzatz, matun of tzatz. It's a little bit dirty. I think that Reish Yosef, Magen Avraham brings him to halacha, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, they all bring him down to halacha. Again, why? It all goes back to the svaros that we just went through, which is, we're not talking about Bayro Bayimotze. Since we're not talking about Bayro Bayimotze, the only thing is the Chash Hashem Ayovi Lachloi anyway. So in Meila, it's small and dirty. And the whole reason for B'diko beer and this is only a right here, so you're not going to. And Meila, it's Mishkan Daigen. As they state in Beis Yosef, and like I said, you did it after I bring it back. Bring it back. So, maybe, Ayoyti Lama Mikol Zeh. Kizayis, Shash Bayo Bayo Mote, as long as I'm Iso Mechil Askel. Pochis Mikizayis, we're Machmer. Like the Achroinim who are Machayim to Mabar, or like those who show them. But, Nima Ktas, the same with the Beis Yosef, Magin Avrom, Shavon Chodav, Shavon Bure, you don't have to be Mabar, especially when it's Pirudim. And what's the Yisoida Inyan? As long as it's Roi L'Achila. And you can get to it after Mevayr, Shami Yovi L'Achila. But if you can't get to it, or it's not Roi L'Achila, you don't have to be Mevayr, anything less than a Kedai. So now that we have that background, let's start getting down to the house, L'Maisa, our houses. And let's try to refer back here and there to the Yisoida. Basically, the way the approach has to go to getting down to the Kishan. When I figure out, the place where the most chashoshes, real chashoshes, are, is obviously going to be the kitchen. For more than one reason. First of all, it's the place where your food is. Oh, yeah. Second of all, it's the place where your food is on Pesach. Therefore, for both of those reasons, the kitchen is the most serious. Because it's the place that the food is most likely to be, and it's the place where your pace of thinking food has most chance of having some shaykhs to come and get contact with whatever food is left there. And therefore, this is the answer to that. So if you want to have chumres, I have a chumres. We don't hate, we'll hopefully forget to it, we'll even see why it's kedai. But either way, I'll find a word. You have to start from the place that's serious. I mean, when I say start from, I don't mean that you should start that when the lady starts 3 months before Pesach cleaning, so it doesn't make sense to start in the kitchen. But when you're closer up and you're doing the serious work, the furthest away from Pesach where you still have energy to clean, it's good idea to put the kreches into the kitchen where there is a chashash, if anywhere, of Shem Yovel Mochle. Now, why? So as was just mentioned before, Shulchan Aruch states that chumer the Pesach is, that chumer tafilu be'elef le'bofel. Shulchan Aruch Harav and Tosfos Zayin Seif Dalid brings it even afilu ba'alfei halacha. It's not both. So that's Sakalocha L'maisa. Therefore, the kitchen, you don't want even one drop to fall into your Pesach food, because it could ask it. Another important Akdama, in anything else, all of these two. Nisim Tam with Gam, 24 hours past, you take a Blias Nisim Tam with Gam, it's not awesome. Like Chomets, it's not so. Take a Chomets, take a pot, and you cook Pesach, take a food in it, Dr. Amor, meaning of Ashkenazim is, we do not eat anything like that, even something that was cooked in a chometz like a keli in Moshe Tam of Gam, even the diever, you cannot eat that. And therefore, you have to be definitely more machmir in the kitchen, because you don't want to end up with any chometz inside your food. And that's the reason why, l'maisa, we do find chometz also has very strong chometz when it comes to the countertops, for example. Be'etzem, l'maisa, any other iso that you do is, you clean it well and leave it for 24 hours. There's no mamoshes there. Maybe 24 hours, and even in the tzad that any plea has come out, we're going to sit down with God. Fasting, writing your father. So, why are we knowing to kasher our countertops? And not only that, there's no meaning you saw enough to cover it after kashering it. What's the big deal that we're going so wild about? The ikashilas are in the kitchen, and that's getting them. And therefore, so that's, look, regular stuff is regular stuff. Let's not get into that. But let's get into the shilas. For example, I think one of the shilas on the paper probably is, do you have to pull out your fridge? Right? And what if you have all time pulling out your fridge? If somebody comes over to me today, I wanted to make sure I don't make anyone's life too easy, and tells me, I pulled out my fridge, and I'm okay. Baruch Hashem. Well, the ma'aseh, is there a chiyuv to pull out your fridge, yes or no? What if you can't? So you call a goyim to help him pay him a few bucks, and ask him to help you pull your fridge out, yes or no? So we saw clearly, Shulchan Aruch Harav, if you cannot easily take out the fridge on your own without help, Shulchan Aruch Harav, clearly you can show it to right over here, there's no chashash on the Ovil Ochloi, and therefore there's not going to be any fear of B'dikah or beer behind your fridge, unless it's something that you can personally easily do on your own. If you need a bunch of chevra to heave, and then afterwards you're on your back for 2 weeks afterwards, please do not do that. Rather, have a seder with your family and the rest of Pesach as well.
Plus it's so dirty underneath there. Any crumbs there will be very, very dirty.
Yeah. Oh, so for her stomach. How about that?
Oh, it's almost, I'm always touched that you're going to be sleeping on Pesach and things might come out or a spill might happen and not, you know, things could come out.
I would say for that chashash, I would say, do your best sweeping job that you could possibly have a dream of doing before Pesach. And then you're not going to see anything out further than that, because maybe you're forcing in your broom, gambling. More than that, the shower is coming. Yeah?
The sun comes out, it comes out real dirty.
Oh, well, wait to be tired. Okay, what about...
Easy to move, then you don't have
to... If it's easy to move, yeah. 1 second. If it's easy to move, then you'll have to be selling the dafka only on that water that's dirty, so you don't know if it's dirty. Although, if you're not going to take it out, you can definitely be selling that's dirty, yeah? Because without that, you can really complain about that. You want to throw that in also, how about it? But if you can pull it out easily, you probably should. It's probably dirty, probably. I'm 100% sure, therefore. Maybe we'll have one chair there that you can pull half an item in. Yeah. Now, what about bringing a plumber to uninstall your washing machine and move it out? So you do that to bring up Sa'uman in order to be machmer chumer the Pesach. So weiter. Here, it goes straight back to the plain Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura, Toflam Gimel Sukkot Mem Hei, Chomash and Oflo of Mapelech, the Lekula Alma Einoi Mechuyev Litzker Toyalim, the Fakeach Hagal. You don't have to hire anybody, he says, to help you uncover Chomash. Whatever you can't do on your own, you don't do. And again, by the way, that story, let's be clear. So what Chomash Yodua. You know that there's Chomash under there for a fact.
And it's a Kazayas.
And it's a Kazayas, but it's over the Mimenu. State, you don't have to hire any workers to do this. Okay, what about cleaning the refrigerator itself on the inside? It does need to be cleaned, absolutely, and anyone who knows what goes on in refrigerators, they need to be cleaned. You don't have to kasher your refrigerator. However, there is a mini Yisrael that people have to cover the shelves even after they clean them. However, practical advice, which most people here on FOE are very clearly aware of, do not fully cover your shelves to an extent that the air can't get through. And therefore, if you have the kinds of shelves that have these closed slats, make a bunch of holes in them, it's zero problem. So it has to be covered 150% on hermetically sealed, like they call it. You either have to be in a knife that the cold can get through, that's an 8 to 30 minutes. So otherwise, yes, there is such a minute to cover the refrigerator shelves, and not to be able to maltash this by throwing everything out after a few days because it spoils. Now, there is a Yiddish minhag not to eat any food that fell on the floor. And that avono of it today's days is very poshut, because everybody who is in the house is also outside the house, unless you're one of them, please don't take this personally. Unless you're one of the houses where you have to take your shoes off as soon as you walk in. Most people's houses, people live in them, and you walk in from the street, and in the street there's chometz, so when you walk in with your shoes from outside, anything could happen. It comes off your shoes onto the floor of the house, and therefore, no chiyuv to necessarily min hadin throw out any food that fell on the floor, but you definitely, if something fell on the floor and you do want to eat it, you should definitely wash it well before, clean it off. Same thing goes for kelim. Anyone who had a shayla, what's the pshat that people have a minute, that can't eat it, falls on the floor, they don't eat it the rest of Pesach. So that's a chumra de Pesach. But that it falls on the floor and you don't continue to eat with it until it's washed well, that the chayr is a double poshut. Now, here comes the shayla, what about checking chayr in those dakin of pots? Yeah? You have to, when you clean off your chometz dik of pots, you have to kratz and kratz and make sure that you came to any piece of chometz that there is.
Ones that you're not using.
Huh?
Ones that you're not
using. That's right, things that you're going to put away. Things that you're going to put away. Not going to use it all day. So, there are people who face it that way for some reason. And what would the reason be? That's what the Mechaber says over there. That even after, he says clearly, even after you washed the Ayavos, Ki ef shal nakron shal yishoyu behem bein akril kezayis. You hear Rabbi Chava? You take a mixing bowl and you wash it. There's no way for you to be left with less than a kezayis of dough in it. So as soon as you try to square that with your reality, you understand that that's not the matzias that we have. That's not our matzias today, b'chalal, at all. In the old days, clearly they needed to do that. But our pots today are smooth. They're smooth pots. And our matzias, everyone knows what the matzias is. There's no kezayis of chametz left on any pot. As soon as you wash it normally in the sink, there is no kezayis left, and there's no chati zayis left either. And remember, that's not the story that it used to be. It's regular stuff. There's no chametz be'en, and there's no chiyuv today to kratz pots, especially if you're selling it with the chametz. The chavada no problem at all. Whoever wants to do it, after you finish cleaning for Pesach, what the Torah wants you to do, and you can continue by doing that as well, as long as you can still be off for the Seder also. Now what about further in the kitchen, you have sometimes stains on the stove. You want to shame the mamish, but you know, grease stains on the stove and things like that. The ma'isa, again, what do we finish with? Is that all the chashash is shami yavi l'ochle. There's no shami yavi l'ochle and don't shame the mamish, and therefore the halacha is, again, you want to kratz rive and shire, stay taken. It's a big source of Klal Yisrael, but it has to be left after you finish doing what you actually are supposed to do. A telephone. So the ma'isa, telephone, Hamatzias, everybody tainers, is that telephone always end up with chametz inside them. And therefore, to break the telephone, absolutely not. But something that's easy to open, you should open and take it out, because these definitely are people, everybody eats. Everybody eats with their telephone, and the mailer, there is chametz inside it. Ain't building my gas. I basically believe it's a dayoy, like it says. I like the Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskins, and therefore, you can ignore it further than whatever you can get out of it.
Toaster.
Have a kezayis in it. Toaster. Over. So these things, okay, that's really be turned over and banged on. Whatever you can get out of there should come out. Now, what about cleaning the stove itself, by the way? If it's a stove that the stove top easily opens up, to do that, because you can have access to stuff down there, which could definitely be real food there. And you should then take it out. If it's not openable, so it's not openable, and we fall back on Shulchan Aruch Harav and everyone else. What about the dining room? The dining room. So you have dining room chairs. Dining room chairs. Mitzad echod, perurim remeila batli. So if there's only crumbs, remeila batli, you have no bari robari mote, and no problem with that. But sometimes you can have enough in there. Sometimes it could get into cracks behind the seats, around the seats, under the seats, between. Or whatever, and sometimes ad kedei, that it's much more than perurim, either because each one is the size of this, you know, there's a kezayis going on there all together, and therefore, if there's a food stuck to the chairs, which is not just something crazy, a crazy idea, some person should look for the whatever chametz is there, because if there's taker up to a kezayis, could be that tuna din, that you should have to remind din in the Gemara. Whatever you can't get to, back to Shulchan Aruch Harav, and you don't have to do more than whatever you can get to on your own. What about the china closet? The china closet, a lot of people have interesting menhagim when it comes to the break front, or whatever they call it. Once it's cleaned, and everything was cleaned, you cleaned it, and you cleaned the kalim in there, there's no chametz in there, nothing has any chametz on it. When I've been there, is zero issue to leave your chametz and the kalim in plain sight, and in plain view within that break front. It's all fine bays. These bays, the mechaber says, to put all of your nice kalim onto the table for the Seder. Make them a shabir over there, that the maril, at the Seder, he put on his table kalim that he had as a mashkin from a goy. Here it is. Forget about Pesach and Chometz and Mish. He's playing countless probabilities in those kalim. Makes the whole child of Harry's dead put on his table. It's going to have to mean, I mean, how is the ladder that's actually a mishpah? But the Maitre Gedez, he put it on his table. Now, most people don't do that, but to leave it closed in your china closet, it's not the chayda problem, even though, again, I said people are interested in hugging when it comes to it, and a lot of people fear they have to put in these big papers that block off all the chomets of the kekelim. Fine, I'm not getting in the way of that, but I didn't. There's no need to do that. What do you have to take out of the break from? Things that Itaki can't clean. For example, if you keep your challah board in there, So you can have a big problem with that. You have ventures and tamiris in there. You have a big problem with that. All the things, you can have chomets all over them and you can't get it off. So those things, the taka should make sure to put away. Leichter, what about leichter? Leichter have no bleias in them. And the meilim and adin, you could ignore them altogether. You don't have to do anything with them, you can continue to use them just the same as all you have. But some people have a minig, and it's if an easy minig, which is do irik lirishon. Take any kind of pot that you haven't used for chomets in the last 24 hours and pour it over the leichter, at least the bottom of the leichter, if the bottle sits on the table by some people, if it sits on your chomets liquor table, and that should be enough. By the way, if you're already on the subject of the break front, so some people keep their, those who are drinkers, keep their mashka sometimes inside the break front. So if it's wine, hey, but if it's beer, it shouldn't be in there. And if it's chomets liquor schnapps, you should also make sure to think about that and get it out of there. If that's what you have inside your break front, then it should be out. And what about tefillin? This is one of the answers to Shaitis. Does one need to make the bedikas chometz on all of their tefillin? This is a very, very faithful question today. Because people who have tefillin, it's a very big deal. So, first of all, let's start with what you do have to do with tefillin. The tefillin that are at a level that they're reachable easily by the human hand. Especially the tefillin that are on the level that are reachable by little hands. You need to empty out those tefillin from the tefillin shine. I'm not talking about what you think of the tefillin itself. But take them out of the tefillin shine and check behind them, because that's zichabod kumenusah, that it can always be any house that has little kids in it. You never know who puts what, where, when. And your kid didn't want to finish off the sandwich or didn't like the cross, so they stuck it behind the tefillin. And so that's definitely something that you should pull out and take it out of there. But what about checking the insides of every safe? So first of all, so let's start from the fact. Obviously, you're not going to find, even if you're a big masmid and a big lamb, you're not going to find a kazayis inside your sefer. Hopefully not. Unless you're very distracted, and even so, the cover won't close. So what's in there? If anything, you're dealing with them with crumbs. You're dealing with crumbs, a ma'isabah, and ma'isarab. You're going to ma'isarab. Assuming Kufay and Chesi writes that he feared them on the night of the Kishomet to check each of his foreign lawyer on there. Now, that's a pellet. I got the room of Rayla Bartley, stomach. He was worried about Shami Yomim Ochloi. And he learned Shafak like this right at the beginning of Sochim and says that that's the reason we're going to get called down there. Shami Yomim Ochloi. So therefore, he made such a Vedika. The Chazanish, Simon Kuf Tazayin says, Shami Yomim Ochloi goes on Piru Rim also. And therefore, you have to check every Sefer or sell it with the Chomet. The Chazanish is Shita. Chari, that would be Chat from the girl also. But Lamaisa, it's an impossibility nowadays. It's an impossibility now that I'm not saying to everybody. Hopefully, my drocha to every year is that it should be an impossibility. So have enough swarm in the house, it should be an impossibility. And I'm always citing, there's no question that he did not have so many swarm in the house, or even a fraction of the amount of swarm that we have access to Baruch Hashem today. And people have very big oitzers of swarm, Baruch Hashem. It'll take you a few days to go through every single page of every sefer. And the mail, what we're saying about is the prechodesh and all the places to hold that Pirurim a bottle, and therefore you don't have to break it for them at all. And if you look in Chuvas Fanhoyes of Yomir Shishtanbuch, he says that he's the enikel of the Gra, and he says that the Gra was not breidik all of his svarim, and he only was breidik his svarim that he used the Shas HaSudan. And that is definitely tonight. Svarim that you use by the Sudan. In other words, if you have specific svarim that you use, let's say, to say, the Gra Torah at Shabbos by the table, Marshal, and it's on the table with the challah and the crumbs, clearly Kedai to be breaking those. That's a girl also, Hashem El Moshe, Hashem El Pam, that's a they said the whole soul, that anything that they didn't particularly use at the table, they were not breaking for chomets. However, best idea is, try your best all year. Lamantiska is saying, taste the man's life, I'll have about to drink. That one way to Lamantiska is saying, is not to bring sponsor to the table all year because you're thinking about Pesach, and of course, for sure, even if you decide not to be baidik to svarim, which again, there's very clear grounds not to be baidik them, do not bring them to the table, though, on Pesach, because, again, shemi avil ochloi, in the place of eating, is the place where it's most serious, that issue. We discussed the carpet, deep in the carpet. Again, over there, you can be saying on both svarim. Hey, in the svarim, the shulchan aruch harav. Of that, it's that you can't get to it or you don't get to it, and hain the beis yosef svarim that it's dirty, it's nimas, it's tunas ktsas. If somebody, by the way, shampoos their carpet, avada, it could be the tzav that also. because it's that's also pligamut. Right. But on the market, even if you don't shampoo your carpet, you still can be saying on the other smarters, and it's not a problem at all. What about the bedrooms? Okay, so the children's bedrooms, they always have to be ready for surprises, and therefore that's a good place to MSB basic in a serious way. So what about pockets? So pockets, they are more right than Toflam and Gimel if you doubt. Hakifim, or you bought a yad shall the godim, shenoistim bohem le fa'omim chomets. Pockets that you sometimes put chomets into, tzrichim bedikim. Zoktim shabriu of him plat. The nochoin leaves the grace on the shah tabidikim. In other words, lay your dollar, you take your candle and going around, you should go through all the pockets of the clothing while you do that. Now, again, today's days, very difficult to do. Kapachayim of Mplat, in Sifkon Peites, brings the Lavush, who's maker, let no, it doesn't have to be part of Greek Lawyer on there, it doesn't have to be part of Greek Chomet. Others don't maker on it, for obvious reasons, because it's very dangerous. There's not being money inside pockets with a candle, it may not be the greatest, the most brilliant idea. Others say that it doesn't have to be just nicer, because once things where Bahem has gone through and cleaned already before Leil Yudalit, so maybe it's called Baldik, and Lord Jema Chisid Echobus, and Malcolm Baldik already. Therefore, you don't have to be Baldik again, Leil Yudalit. And again, today's days, especially the kids, you can have a whole bunch of clothing for every kid because they go through another one every day. And therefore, you could zicher the sermon first of all, you throw them to the washing machine, so it's washed, and besides it, whatever's not washed out, it already has in it detergents in it, which were mele, it's at least mimic sas, like we saw in the Beis Yosef, and mele, you can be saying from that, v'dai. What about toys? Toys, again, we have much more toys today than they used to have. And so therefore, you can just dump a bunch of toys into the bathtub, put in some soap in there. However, again, don't take the kids' books and the kids' toys and bring them into the dining room, because over there, again, when it comes to Shem Yavi Lachloi in a plain oichon, the zikha not kedai to get near that. But as far as Piruyim, Ubal Yobal Yimote, we saw it's much more cow, but that you be yaitzer by washing it in the bathtub. But further than that, when it comes to Shem Yavi Lachloi, just inside of the room where the eating is done, you should stay away from that. Now, in principle, the bathroom is a Mokhi Shem Achinis Ubal Chomet, and it's in the Torah Tadika. Again, however, houses that have little kids in them, everything is possible, and therefore, at least for not even off to make some, you know, examination, is this a kedai? That's true also about hampers, where there could be things inside if somebody dumped, and that should definitely be paid attention to. One thing that needs to be pointed out very clearly is that I know for myself that more than once this happened to me, and I doubt I'm the only one it happened to, but the vacuum cleaner bag is something that you need to pay attention to get rid of before there's man of Bir Chalitz on Erev Pesach. It's only a kedai to make some kind of reminder for, to make sure you get rid of it, and otherwise there could be a fear of kezayis inside of the bag. What about one more shayla is all we have time for, Moshe, and Igus Moshe, and Chayla Gimel, Simon, and Zion, talks about what happens if in the Shav Hefer, before there's man Bir, if you threw out chomet into your own garbage can, and it's in your yard, and tomorrow the garbage man will come and they're going to get rid of it, and he says, "No, you can't do that. You can't do that." He says, "Aye, tefka." He brings a raya from Shulchan Aruch where it says, "If you threw it, you threw your chomet into a place where the birds should eat it, but they didn't eat it. Aye, to makom hefka, and you are very mafkidus by doing that. You still have to be mavayit called manes b'shus." Why? It could be a chomet b'sreifa, and therefore mitzvotay b'sreifa. Call the man. It's either on your property or in your kelim, which is the garbage bag. And therefore, the only way to take care of that is to make sure you put it out at the curb in garbage bags and not in garbage cans outside of your property. Otherwise, it has to be either nisomayachil as kelev or burned, and that's the only way to get rid of such a problem.